my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 195 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast, and I am recording from the comfort of my automobile as I head home from yet another outstanding Stride Pro Wrestling show. This one was at El Dorado High School. It was a big fundraiser event. I talked about it last week. We talked about it on the blog all week long. It was a topic on the news. It was a big deal. It was a fundraiser for Sarah Miles Keltner. She's a young mother of three young children, and she is battling stage 4 cancer. And this community in El Dorado came together, not just El Dorado, but many fans across the region turned out for this event. And together, I am very proud with sponsors and many others who stepped up and donated and helped out. More than $3,000 was raised for this family in one night. And that makes my heart feel great. It just was a great showing. Everyone who wrestled did so with no charge. Everyone came in and worked and put on an amazing show. So many talented individuals on the Stride Pro Wrestling roster. I am proud again to be associated with this company. Tyler Hatton, 2.5 years ago, asked me to be the ring announcer for this, and it has been my pleasure. I can't say enough. I am so proud, not just of tonight, but in general. Stride Pro Wrestling has given back to many communities, and that giving will continue on Saturday night, September 8th, as we head into Carterville. We'll be a part of the Carterville Free Fair this year. It is a fundraiser for the Lions Club. And the Lions Club, if you don't know, does a lot of things in individual communities. In Carterville, for example, they donate items to the schools in Carterville. They make sure that the eyeglass and hearing screenings, for eyeglasses and hearing aids, they provide those screenings. They are just a big part of the community. And again, Stride is proud to be teaming up and a part of that as well. In addition to that show, on Friday, September 21st, we're heading to Gallatin County School, and we're raising money for Gallatin County School. And then on Saturday, October 6th, we are back at Pinckneyville Community 204. Josh Plumley and Jerry Travelstead, very active in those fundraisers. Those guys have the ring, and they provide all the setup. Those guys do a great job, too. We appreciate what they do. And they're bringing Abyss in from Impact Wrestling. And Abyss will be facing, now we know, Roger Mathis. Roger won a fatal four-way, at the Saturday Night Show, and was able to defeat Chris Hargis, Cash Borden, and the newest member of the Redneck World Order, Cole James. So it was a hard-hitting match, but Roger walked out the winner of that. Now, Roger has faced off against Abyss before. Abyss won that match. We'll have to wait and see what happens again on Saturday night, October 6th, but we got a long way to go to get there. The event in El Dorado, once again, just outstanding. Daniel Eads wrestled Riser and was able to defeat him. Wraith defended the Legacy Championship, defeating Scott Phoenix. Jay Spade was able to overcome Dexter Roswell and defeat him. We also saw a tag team, a new tag team, in Mr. Anthony, who is the personal assistant of Jay Wellington. Beauregard, he teamed up with Brian Richards of the DR Party, and they were on a losing effort against Aaron Brooks and Farmer Billy Hills. And I do want to say, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Anthony, who has been on this podcast before. He has been, he is a part of the podcast over in Cape Girardeau, Podzilla 1985, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. And I consider Dalton a friend. And Dalton, I know you are listening. I'm proud of you. I really, truly am proud of what you have done. You have this dream. You are chasing after it. You were there early to help with the setup. You wrestled your match. You were out there for the parts you needed to be out there with Jay Wellington Beauregard for. And then you you were there and helped tear down. And, you know, we were the last group to leave. And I appreciate everyone from the Stride School that helps with the setup and the teardown. And then, of course, the vets, the guys who have been around. It's just a big, important part of the show. Everybody thinks it's just a matter of getting in the ring and doing the thing. No, there's a lot that goes into the preparation beforehand, during, and then, of course, after. So it's been a great night. And I have that wrestling buzz that I've talked about before. And just feeling really good about the way things went, the direction that Stride Pro Wrestling is going, because as I mentioned, several other fundraisers still ahead, and it's just an exciting time to be a part of Stride Pro Wrestling. I don't know if I've mentioned it or not, I've bounced around on the card, but Heath Hatton teamed up with Kaylee Miles, who is the sister-in-law of Sarah Miles Keltner, who we were raising money for. They defeated the duo of Tony Flood and Sarah Summers. And I got to tell you, all four individuals did a great job in this tag team match. Kaylee, this is the very first time she has wrestled, and she rocked it. And I just was happy to see the way the crowd reacted, the way she did in the ring, and she scored the winning pinfall on Sarah Summers. So, again, it was a great night. Congratulations to everyone who was involved. My guest, by the way, on the podcast, I guess I should mention that too, is Stride Pro Wrestling General Manager Sam Hunter. I've known Sam for many years. We met back in the AAPW days, All-American Pro Wrestling, and Sam is a good guy. He is a friend, and I appreciate what he does and what he contributes to Stride Pro Wrestling, not only idea-wise, but he does a lot too. My buddy, referee Lane Austin, we had a pre-show dinner tonight. Lane, thank you for that. I appreciate the dinner and the camaraderie, the conversation. It's always a good time. I think I mentioned all the matches. I feel like I've missed someone. And if I did, oh, the Kellis brothers, yes. K2 is what they're wrestling as. They were in action against Tony Wilson, who was at Stride Go Steel in the Ville. He teamed up with T-Dog Jerry Travelstead in our opening match, and they looked great. You know, both Tony and Jerry are educators first and wrestlers second. This was only Tony's second match, so he did a great job in there once again. And congratulations, they actually picked up the win over this new duo of K2. I'm just excited about what the future holds and where Stride Pro Wrestling is headed, the direction and whatnot. And without the fans, and Sam and I talk about this during the podcast, without the fans, we would be going nowhere fast. So the direction, the leadership in the locker room is imperative, but the fans coming out and supporting what we do is so important as well. Jamie Woodworth Myers, I appreciate she took some pictures for me during the check presentation to Sarah and her family. So it's just a good feeling. I'm happy. I'm excited. It's just a great thing going on with Stride. And I want to also shout out to my other friends in the podcasting industry. Of course, my buddy Chad Smart, who does the Positive Cynicism podcast here on Jittery Monkey Podcasting. Greg Mahochko, the co-founder of Jittery Monkey, has two shows, Five Heart Podcast with Nebraska Cornhusker Athletics, and then, of course, Nerds United, which he's got some good shows coming up here, and be sure to keep an eye on what he's doing. Keep up with Jittery Monkey on all your favorite podcasting apps, but also on social media. We are on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to check out that. And you can check out the individual shows as well. I also want to give shout-out to Tom and Jim from Tom and Jim's Top 5. And, of course, Jason and Tom Skull. Jason actually just celebrated a birthday very recently, so happy belated birthday to you. Looking forward to the Battle Bowl and seeing Chad is going to actually be taking on Jason Skull in round 2 of Battle Bowl. That's put on by our friends over at Ring General Radio, so a shout-out to them as well. And I want to really... I debated bringing this up because I've been off and on what I'm going to do, and... there's an opportunity, a talent opportunity with Impact Wrestling in Las Vegas, and that's the caveat here. It's $150 to do this. Basically, it's a tryout, and it's a seminar. And I contacted them because I was curious, because it says wrestlers on the flyer, but I contacted them to see if they're looking for like announcers or backstage interviewers. They said they are. They were kind of vague on exactly what they're doing or how they're going to make that process. It's in November, and I'm on the fence if I want to do this, if I want to take this next step. Obviously, building the My123Cents brand is very important to me, and I think the only way or the best way to do that is to get out of just being in Southern Illinois. I've, you know, done ring announcing primarily for Stride. I did one IWA production show, but... for the most part, you know, people in Southern Illinois know who I am, and the only way to break out of that, because, you know, full disclosure, there was a campaign going on a couple of months ago where I wanted to be a part of All In, and I know after talking to some fans and to some listeners of My123Cents, and I'll give him a shout out, Sam Banks specifically, we talked, and you know, he's like, you've got to get out of just Southern Illinois. And I am so, you know, it's that fear of success or something. I don't know. I keep going back and forth. And I'm not disclosing this information because I want everybody to pat me on the back and tell me, oh, I should go for it or I need to do this. I'm doing it because I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I know what I want to do. I don't know how to execute. And I don't know if a trip to Las Vegas, while it will be fun, I don't know if it would be the most effective and best way to go about doing this. So, I do want your opinion. I do want your opinion. I don't want a pat on the back. I don't want you to tell me that I'm doing a great job and that I should do this. I want constructive criticism, what I can be doing better, what I should be doing better, not just with this podcast, but also if you are a fan of Stride, if you've been around with my ring announcing. And, you know... I know I'm not going to go to NXT or WWE, and I don't know that I'd go to Impact and wow them enough to where they would keep me around for those 3 days in Vegas where they're going to be doing these tapings. So just kind of weigh in and let me know. You can shoot me a message on Facebook or email at the email address is my123cents@gmail.com. Just let me know. And again, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I've been in the news business for 21 years. My skin is very thick, very thick, so I can take it. Constructive criticism, and if you want to tell me I suck, I can deal with that too. So, but again, thank you to everyone who does support and listen to My123Cents, the podcast, read the blog, YouTube. I keep talking about it. I am going to take some action with YouTube here very soon as well. Just a lot going on with life right now, and I'm getting caught up. And I appreciate, again, everyone who's been there for me and for the brand and for Stride Pro Wrestling. I love it. It is a passion project for sure. And I just want to help and do whatever I can, not only Stride, but the community that supports Stride as well. So, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned. General Manager of Stride Pro Wrestling, Sam Hunter, is coming your way next. As promised, everyone, I am here with Stride Pro Wrestling General Manager, Sam Hunter. Sam, thanks for being on the show.
to the hardest working man in the business, it's always good to be with you, Kevin.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Now, Sam, we are actually kind of pulling the curtain back. We are recording this prior to, and we're in a locker room and it sounds a little hollow, so I apologize for the sound if it sounds bad, but we are getting ready for a huge fundraiser event, Wrestling for Sarah. It is a fundraiser show going on at El Dorado High School, which is almost kind of back into your neck of the woods. Is that right?
That is correct, sir. 15 minutes down the road is a little bitty town, population 1,100 people, called Norris, as in Chuck Norris City, Illinois. That's where I'm from, born and raised, and still live there to this day.
It's the most badass town in southern Illinois, right, with a name like Norris?
Well, you know, I live there, so it's pretty awesome if you ask me.
Yeah, Heath Hatton, of course, a product of Norris City as well. So, and there's guys in the locker room that are from this neck of the woods, so it's nice to kind of stretch out and get stride into everybody's neighborhood, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely, you know. And it's one of those things, you know, I think the best part about it for me being here today is when we have events like in the Carbondale Metroplex, as I call it, to incorporate everything.
Sure.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, I drive an hour and 30 minutes to get down there, but y'all's in my neck of the woods today, so it was like 15 minutes up the road. Yes!
You can deal with that. So, obviously, we are here for a very special reason, raising money for the family of Sarah Miles Keltner. Talk to me a little bit, because Stride, really, in the 2.5 years of its existence, I would say the last year or so, most of the shows have been these fundraiser benefit shows. And you know, this event in particular is special because it's going to a family that is desperately, you know, Sarah, as we've mentioned before, battling stage 4 cancer. It's always good to give back, but I think tonight is a little bit even more special.
Absolutely. And just one of the biggest reasons why I think tonight is also so special is, like, if you look at our roster and everybody that's in the production area as well, a lot of us are from the specific area, and the thing about it is when you are in a small town area like this, you know, whether you're 15 minutes or 30 minutes up the road, you grew up with these people, you know, you worked with these people, you hung out with these people in probably what I would consider some of the best times of your life, because you lack responsibility and can go out and have a lot of fun. And specifically for all that, you know, I know Sarah, you know, of course I know Lane, I know Tyler, and we all kind of grew up around this area. And specifically back in the day, we worked together, as I'm sure that's been mentioned to you many times at this point.
Dairy Queen, baby.
Yes, sir. And, you know, more importantly than all of that as well, you know, one of the great things about, I've always thought about, you know, local independent professional wrestling, the best thing that I would have to say about it is, you know, not only is it an in-your-face type of family entertainment, it's also an opportunity, you know, for us that are local to give back mm-hmm. to everybody that's in the area as well. And that's really what tonight's about. And also with going through, you know, the charity events that we've been doing a lot lately, you know, it's a good opportunity to give back to the community of Southern Illinois as a whole. Because one phrase that, you know, I like to throw around a lot, whether I'm doing whatever, is that it takes a village to raise an individual child. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, you know, we are specifically part of this village and everything else, no matter where we go. And if we can do anything, you know, to further anybody, mm-hmm. you know, that's always a step in the right direction and a very positive one that you can make.
Very well said. And you have been with Stride since day one, many, you know, in the roster. And we've seen guys come and go, but there have been some consistency, you know, of course, Heath and Axe and Tony Flood and yourself, myself, and Lane Austin, our referee. I wanted to throw him in there, too. But, you know, what is it about Stride? What has brought you back week after week, month after month for this?
The biggest thing about it is as you well know already, I've been a fan of professional wrestling my entire life. Back in the earlier years of the 2000s to the 2010s when All-American Pro Wrestling was going on specifically,
yeah.
You know, I've always been a fan, and any chance to see, you know, professional wrestling up close and personal in more of an intimate atmosphere is something that I've always enjoyed doing, and it's something that I've always wanted to be a part of.
Now, when we first met, you brought up AAPW, and I know you were at those shows. Were you, I can't remember, were you kind of helping with stuff? Or you weren't like an official part of AAPW, were you?
No, but I would like I would come around like and I would help you guys out, you know, hauling stuff in and doing whatever, and just, you know, after that, you know, just sit in the fans like everybody else.
That's I couldn't remember if you were because you do you also do you are a DJ as well, and you actually are the sound guy essentially for us, bringing all the equipment in and getting all that ready to rock and roll for shows as well.
Yes, sir.
So I couldn't remember if you were part of that sound system back in the AAPW days. So talk about your early days, the fandom. When did you become a pro wrestling fan?
Well, to be honest with you, Kevin, as far back as I can remember, it's always been something that I've been a part of. And more importantly, even back to when I can't remember specifically, because, you know, I still have like all I have a bunch of photo books from the past and everything else. And it's like even stuff that I can't remember. But even, you know, back in like the mid to late 80s and going forward, you know, I see pictures of myself with a Hulk Hogan t-shirt and everything else. Stuff that I don't specifically remember, but stuff that was in existence. And I'd always kind of been a fan of it, but, you know, I never really followed it heavy until around 1993 is when I, like, got really hardcore into it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I believe it was just, like, after WrestleMania, because the big thing that was going on at the time with that was the whole Lex Luger and Yokozuna going into SummerSlam that year. And that's when I really began to follow it weekly and, you know, tuned in.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, man, this is great. But, like, even going back a little bit before that to where I followed it regularly, you know, I remember watching a bunch of the WCW shows that were on TBS with my brother. And, like, one of the first guys that really drew me into it before I, like, became a hardcore fan was Sting.
Okay,
and, you know, the colorful face paint, you know, the colorful tights and everything. And, you know, I was always drawn in more to, like, the showmanship aspect of it than the athletic eventing of
it. Sure.
But, you know, the best way I can describe it is it's the giant soap opera for men.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's one of those things specifically, it's like no matter what draws you into it, once you are drawn into one element of it, you then become drawn into every other combustible element of it.
Absolutely. So when it comes to Sting, are you a, I call him beach bum Sting with the colorful face paint and the bleach blonde buzz cut, or were you more of a Crow Sting?
More of a Crow, because back in the day, like from 1993 till about 1996, when I became like a really big fan, you know, I exclusively was a WWF guy.
Right.
Never really got into WCW, but once Kevin Nash and Scott Hall went over, it was kind of like, okay, you know, I need to pay attention to all this and kind of become familiar with as much of the product as I can. And so I was really big into Crow Sting, but looking back on it now, I have a huge tub VHS old videotape library of stuff that I would have. And like some of my favorite moments looking back when I still pop those VHSs, and I would always enjoy the Sting matches, and, you know, especially stuff with Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat as well. And like when I look back on those tapes, like, the one tape that I have that, you know, just really draws me in more than anything, I can't remember the year specifically, but I think it was the Great American Bash in 1990 when Sting beat Flair for the title
that
the first time.
Yes.
And that was, like, just, you know, going back through the tape library and looking, it was like, man, I wish I would have, you know, been more into it and been able to remember more of it then, because that was one of those matches that just really drew me in because of, like, not only the athletic event of it, but the story that was going along with it as well.
Now, you know, at the top talked about Norris City. It's a small town. And obviously, Southern Illinois, there's a lot of small towns, Carbondale being the largest, and then you're not too far from Evansville, Indiana. So were you ever in an opportunity to go to any live events? I know WWE has frequented both of those communities.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the first live show that I ever went to, back in 1997, the WWF was running a house show in Evansville, Indiana. And I don't really remember the undercard of it, but the main event that night was Bret Hart defending the WWF Championship against Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure you know about Jerry the King Lawler's story in Evansville, yeah. Indiana, as like USWA and everything else. And it was the Wednesday night town for the territory. And so, like, back in the day, my sister and my brother would tell me stories about how they used to go over to the Evansville Coliseum all the time and
yeah.
watch Jerry Lawler beat anybody that was anybody in the business over
yeah.
there.
That's awesome. I'm assuming, though, Bret got the win that night, huh?
Actually, Jerry won by DQ.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he won by DQ, and then afterwards, you know, he came out and slapped hands with everybody, and we were, like, on the aisleway, and at the time, you know, it was just, like, one of those big mark-out moments.
Sure.
Where it was like, oh, my God, Jerry Lawler touched my hand. This is awesome.
So have there been other opportunities? Like, have you met – I know with Stride we've had, you know, some big-name guest stars who have come in. Have you had an opportunity to meet anybody that has stood out to you as far as that you maybe idolized as a child or watched as a young fan?
Yes. In St. Louis one time I got to meet Sting.
Awesome.
In Indianapolis I got to meet Shawn Michaels, who probably without a shadow of a doubt is my favorite performer of all time.
Okay.
I got to meet him. I met Lex Luger. I met, like, a ton of people just, like, through meet and greets and, you know, just
yeah.
random occurrences and stuff. And it's just, it's funny to me now to look back on that kid who, you know, just loved this and wanted to be involved
yeah.
with it on some level. And we fast forward so many years later. And, you know, it's just, it's like, it's local. But, you know, the thing about it is, it's like, okay, this was something I wanted to do, and this is something that I've done, and it doesn't matter to me, you know, what kind of scale that it's on, but
yeah.
it's something that we've got into, and it's been like, this is awesome.
I talked about it in a blog that was recently published, but it is that kind of that sense of, because when I was a kid, you know, I grew up in St. Louis, and so there was wrestling, big name, you know, WWF and NWA at the time were coming through, it seemed like, a lot, and we did go a handful of times when I was growing up, but there was never any kind of small independent stuff. And I look at the fans that come to our shows, and we, you know, Stride Pro Wrestling, of course, very family friendly. Those kids come and they hold their signs and they treat this like it's a Monday Night Raw or a SmackDown Live event, and they are so excited and so stoked to see our performers. And I will put you and I in those categories too, obviously on a much smaller scale than what the guys that are getting in there and busting their butts in the ring do. But it's so cool to see that, and how I wish we had those kinds of opportunities when we were kids to kind of connect, because I think here at Stride especially, but a lot of the indie shows, fans are able to connect with everyone. I know you take pictures and shake hands and you know, get to meet our fans as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the things I have been very thankful in my life to where I've made a lot of great friends and a lot of great mentors, and one of the most important lessons I ever learned in my life was, you know, not only to treat people how you would want to be treated, but to go above and beyond for people. Because one thing that they always remember is they may not remember your name, or they might not remember what you look like per se, but they always remember how you made them feel. And one of the things about anything when you do any type of business is not only do you give back to the people that you make your business, but you want to make them feel like you appreciate them and you want to do the best that you can for them. So I always try to make it a point to go out and talk to everybody that I can, shake hands with everybody that I can, and do what I can to let those people know that we appreciate them, because the bottom line of it all is if these people weren't here, we wouldn't have this.
Right.
And they need to be reminded and they need to be thanked for that.
That is such a great philosophy and a positive way to look at things. So what would you say, you know, because like I said, you've been general manager and there have been some amazing matches made here. There have been some amazing moments, memories that these fans have gone home with. They come back month after month, sometimes week after week. This is a week-to-week back shows for us. Do you have a moment or a memory from Stride that you're most proud of, something that you, a match that you made, or, you know, one thing that comes to my mind, and I'll let you obviously answer, but the Stride Cup tournament was something fun and innovative, and it was something different that we hadn't done. There have been so many other great memories and matches. Of what stands out to you, not only as general manager, but as a fan, that you watched it and was like, I love the way that this was executed?
Some of the things, you know, when we talk about the professional level of it, I think that the product, every show that we do continues to get bigger and it continues to get better. And who knows where we're going to be from a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
What I usually like to do is I like to look on like the beginning, the genesis of anything. And those are usually my fondest memories because, you know, at that point when you're starting something new, it's a you against the world type of attitude.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, we're going to build this from the ground up and we're going to keep going and do the best that we can. And probably the one match that sticks out professionally in my mind that I love the most, was most proud of, was when we were in West Frankfort a couple years ago when we did the Redbird Rumble up there.
Yes, it was November of 2016.
And the main event match for that was Heath against Axe for the title. And the reason why professionally I was so proud of it is because, you know, number one, of course, you know, Heath and I have been friends for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you see friends of yours culminate and, you know, have their moment to be at the apex of anything, you know, professionally, I was like, that was great. And another reason why I liked it so well is because the story that was behind it was just so well developed. And it was a feud that went on and on and on. But, you know, it was one of those professionally, it's like every time that you would put those two guys together, no matter how many times you had seen them face off against each other, you would always get something new out of it.
I'm an old school fan. I grew up in the mid-80s watching it, and I've always kind of referred to Heath and Axe as the Hogan Piper feud because that was my favorite rivalry growing up. So, you know, seeing those guys go at it, and now they've become friends and are now the former tag team champions, but they've come a long way as well. Something else that I really love about Stride that I want to kind of get your opinion on too is the training school, you know, because a lot of companies feel like they need to bring in, and Stride does it occasionally when it's a big fundraiser. For example, coming up in October, Abyss will be our guest. But we have so much homegrown talent, and I think that is really the important key. And we've proven time and time again that fans are coming back because they are seeing these young, growing, developing, you know, we have the established guys like Heath and Tony Flood and Jay Spade and Axe and Farmer and Roger Mathis. Those guys are all the mainstays. They've been around. But now you've got, you know, for example, the Kellis brothers are going to be out there wrestling tonight. K2 is what they're going as. Mr. Anthony, Dalton Anthony is part of the show now. Dexter Roswell and Wraith and Riser, they've all been these guys who have been around and they've gone through the school and now they're helping and passing on that knowledge. But it's so important, top to bottom, to kind of stack that deck, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, you should never be opposed to bringing somebody in. But at the end of the day, the biggest question that you have to ask yourself, specifically when you're in the role that I am, is do you want somebody that the fans are only going to be able to cheer for once?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want somebody that the fans are going to be able to cheer for a lifetime?
Yeah.
And I feel that there should be more of an emphasis on the homegrown talent and the local guys, because these are the guys that are going to keep coming back show after show, time after time. And these are the talent that the people are going to be able to invest in because they're going to be here. And you want to see, you know, your promotion do well. And the best way to make your promotion do well is to invest into your own talent and give your talent that spotlight. Now, don't get me wrong. It's like, well, you know, when we're going to have Abyss here in October, and Abyss will bring people through the door that have never been through the door before.
Sure.
Absolutely. But the thing that is going to make people come back is when they see our guys and they're like, wow, you know, we can invest in that on a month-to-month basis, and that's something that we want to see again.
Absolutely. And it is so refreshing to see not only wrestling be back in Southern Illinois, but it's being respected and it's being watched, and fans are coming out and supporting it in full force with this young talent. As we kind of wrap things up, what do you see on the horizon? Of course, we talked about Abyss, but there's a lot of benefit shows coming up, and there's a lot in the future here for Stride here in Southern Illinois.
The potential is limitless, and at the end of the day, the potential that we have as an organization comes down to two things. Number one, the number one thing that it's going to come down to is, you know, fan participation, of course, because it's like I said earlier, you know, we wouldn't have this if it wasn't for our fans. So as long as we have that potential, and the number two thing is, you know, our roster, whether I personally like somebody with my role or not, or if they tell me that all I do is sit around and eat fish sticks or whatever else, you know, somebody wants to say about me. You know, at the end of the day, it's one of those things to where, you know, these people are what, you know, not only draws the fans in, but they draw each of us in, because, you know, it's cause and effect, you know, mm-hmm. whether I like somebody or not, it doesn't play into that, but it's cause and effect to the point to where it's like, okay, this person does this, that person does that, I want to see more of that, I want to see more of this, so on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera, yeah. et cetera.
Very well said again. Very great conversation. I'm glad that we were able to sit down and do this and do it in person, too. So I appreciate your time.
Anytime, sir.
And again, if you want to get involved with Stride Pro Wrestling, whether you want to check out the school, head on over to strideprowrestling.com and send a message. Shoot a message over. Check out Facebook, social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter as well. And, of course, there are updates pretty regularly through those formats as well as my123cents.com. Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.